All right, 1380 WPHM. Thursday mornings around this time, we hand things off to Chip Mortimer for Doing Your Homework. Morning, Chip.
Well, good morning, Paul, and welcome to Doing Your Homework. I'm your host, Chip Mortimer, and today we're going to talk about something that, talk about the wow in your house. Most of us are in and out of our kitchen quite a bit, and with that, you've got kitchen countertops, and so we're going to talk about kitchen countertops here this morning, and my guest today is Mr. John Blasius from the Blasius Company. And when you think you know quite a bit about granite, we're going to really educate you today on Cambria quartz and the feature benefits in that. And so that being said, let me introduce you to Mr. John Blasius.
Thank you, Chip. My pleasure to be here.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show. Maybe just give us a little bit of your background in the industry, John, before we talk a little bit about the Blasius Company.
Sure. Well, I've been doing this for probably close to 25 years now, home improvement, and then later specializing just in countertops.
Okay, beautiful. And then, you know, I have been up to see all the fabrication, but give me a little bit of background about Blasius, the family business. We're a family business.
Yep.
Blasius is a family business. So
we are. Yes.
Give us the nickel tour here.
Yep. We originally grew up farming. That was our history. My dad had always done home improvement work and slowly, grew that business to the point where that was, now we're not farming. We rent the farm out, but our, in Vassar, Michigan, and our main fabrication facility is actually a former pickle factory, believe it or not. That's, we've remodeled it and made countertops in it instead of making pickles in it.
Okay. And, I know we're going to get the countertops, but, doesn't your dad, tinker around and with some antique tractors?
He does. That's his hobby. He's still active in the company, but dad's 79 years old, still is president of the company and still has a day-to-day role within the company. The other owners of the company are my two brother-in-laws and myself. And we've got now several of the next generation also working at the company.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the Cambria counter and Cambria quartz countertops.
Sure.
And, certainly most people are very familiar with granite, but, I try to challenge people when, whether in the store or outside of the lumber company, do you know about quartz? You know about Cambria? So tell us a little bit about the story of Cambria and quartz.
Sure. Quartz has really been the hot product in the last few years for countertops. Big advantage it has over granite is no maintenance. There's just no maintenance ever needed. Cambria is an interesting company in that, like Mortimer and like Blasius, Cambria is also a family-owned company based in Minnesota. They're the only family-owned U.S.-made quartz surface there is. They have actually led the market in new designs, really hitting where people want to be fashion-wise, the whites, the grays, marble looks, just a lot of really interesting, beautiful designs.
Okay. Well, I know one thing, John, that really it used to be until a couple of years, and I'm going to have you clarify in just a minute, but it used to be as far as the pricing. With granite, you have at least maybe 3, 4, possibly 5 different price points depending on the vein, the color, and things, mm-hmm. where with the Cambria, it used to be one price for everything. It's not quite true today, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's probably over at least 130 colors that are the same price. And the other beauty is, I think, as far as trying to price it and keep it simple, is there's only one price for the edge treatment.
Correct.
Per se. And that's a big deal with, let's say, dealing with a builder, whether it's new construction or remodeling, the builder dealing with a homeowner or the homeowner dealing direct with Mortimer Lumber. What's real nice is to say it's in the Cambria is a price point in about the middle of granite, mm-hmm. more or less. Mm-hmm. But the beauty is you can come in and pick out any color, and the beauty for the builder is he can have the customer come into our store, our showroom, and look at the different colors and edge treatments, and he can quote one price, and it's done. The Blasius, and we'll get into this in a second, Blasius comes out and does the templating at the house. They fabricate it, come, and do the installation. So it's kind of just a seamless thing. And there's a couple of custom builders I know that swear by your company and wouldn't go back to anything else. So maybe let's talk a little bit about the templating process, what mm-hmm. happens, And then, you know, we can talk a little bit about how sophisticated with your computer CAD system, mm-hmm. how you look at your slabs or your inventory and actually fabricate, if you will, or design the countertop on the screen. Then you have a cut schedule. And then if there's anything left over, the product is re-inventoried, if you yep. will, and yep. goes back in your inventory. So let's kind of walk me through the
sure.
the templating process.
So we template with a system called Phototop, and we're actually using a digital camera to collect the data, the shape of the kitchen. And we're putting black dots on anything we want to capture, the back wall, the front edge of the cabinets, through a series of digital photographs. That creates it works kind of like GPS in reverse, if you can imagine. If we're taking the same picture of a picture of the same dot from two different angles, the computer can triangulate where that spot is in space and create an electronic file that's exactly the right shape for fitting the back wall, fitting the cabinets. We take that series of photos back to our shop, where we also run it through a second process called SlabSmith. And SlabSmith is where we take the actual digital photographs of each slab in our inventory, and we can superimpose that slab over that digital file, and we can see what the job's actually going to look like before we ever cut it. We also can see if we have good color match between two slabs and if we can use any already cut pieces, which improves our yield and helps control pricing. Just a really useful, powerful piece of software. The ability to see what something's going to look like before we even cut it.
Okay. Well, tell me about the actual process of taking the quartz and doing the cutting and fabricating the countertop.
Sure.
Isn't there a lot of water involved, a lot of water
yes.
cutting?
Yep. Everything we do is wet for two reasons, to control the dust and also to control the heat. Quartz is extremely hard. Quartz is a 7 on the Mohs hardness scale. The only thing harder than quartz is rubies, sapphires, and diamonds. In fact, most of our cutting tools are diamond. The water keeps that tool cool and carries away the if you would, the sawdust from cutting the slab. We recycle 100% of our water, totally closed loop. The only water we add is when we lose water to evaporation. In the shop, there's two main processes the slabs go through. The first step is being cut on a saw jet, and the most modern one is actually a robot. That robot arm has a water jet and a saw blade, both. The water jet cuts any shape we tell it to cut. The saw can only cut straight lines. So we create a blank of the countertop, slightly oversized what the finish size is going to be, and then it goes to the next process, which is the CNC routers. We actually have 6 CNC routers that will cut the top to the final shape and put the finished edge on the countertop.
Okay. And what kind of cost are those routers?
Oh, they're fairly pricey.
Okay. And give me a little quick thumbnail sketch of how much, or can't you really say?
Probably about the price of an average house.
Okay.
Yeah, they're roughly $250,000 on the CNC routers.
Okay. Okay. It was something you have to have, though.
And they run 24/7.
Wow.
We're very busy. The product is very much in demand, and the economy is strong, and remodeling is going full force.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of that, you know, as you say you're busy, what kind of lead time should someone, you know, a customer coming into Mortimer Lumber and, you know, looking at a countertop, two, mm-hmm. 3, 4 weeks?
Yeah, 3 to 4 right now total.
Okay.
Now, we can help cut some time off from that on the front end. If we can be working with your folks, which we do all the time, we can help reduce the amount of time to when we get there to template. From the time we template to the finished install, ballpark about 3 weeks right now.
About 3 weeks. And maybe help me out here. I know our sales have really grown with Blasius, especially the Cambria. Are we the number one dealer in St. Clair County?
Well, I would think you'd have to be. Yeah. Okay. I didn't prepare that number, but there's no way you're not in St. Clair, number one in St. Clair
County.
Okay.
And you see quite a bit of growth in the Cambria quartz, let's say.
It's been going strong, yes. They've really led the market in color. It's nice. They've got besides the U.S. made part of it, they also have a lifetime warranty. So
okay.
It's a product you can feel very safe with.
Okay. Well, I know here in Port here in St. Clair County, we've sold quite a bit, and even our Bad Axe location to mm-hmm. let's say some homes up along the lake and that.
Mm-hmm.
So a great product. Well, John, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing some insight into the Cambria quartz and maybe why it's a little bit better. I think I'll just wrap up. As you mentioned, the Cambria quartz, it's not porous. So if correct. You spill a little wine on there, it's not going to go into the correct. into the countertop where, granite is porous. So with that, once again, thank you. And thank you for joining the show.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Chip.